KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:02, it's clear and 37 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news brought to you this hour by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Officials of the Iowa DNR said today that a boil order has been issued for the city of Dexter because of a break in a water line between the treatment plant and the city. While the repair is being made, water pressure will be lost, and due to the potential for bacterial contamination, it's being recommended that the water for residents in Dexter be boiled before using or drinking or cooking, or that an alternative source such as bottled water be used. The boil order will be lifted after the repair has been made and water samples analyzed to ensure the water is safe. Meanwhile, residents in Dexter should not drink the water without boiling it first. They need to bring all water to a boil, let it boil for 1 minute, and then cool before using or use bottled water. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, and food preparation until further notice. Again, that is in Dexter. Boiling kills the bacteria and other organisms in the water. The water may be used for bathing or other similar purposes. News time is 9:03.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you a $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
In an update to a story we brought you last hour, four people were taken into custody on drug and other charges following a raid at a residence Thursday morning in Red Oak. According to police, a search warrant was executed at around 8:30 a.m. Thursday at a home on East Market Street in Red Oak. The search resulted in the discovery of drug paraphernalia, 6 grams of methamphetamine, 70 grams of marijuana, and numerous prescription pills. Packaging equipment and a little over $2,000 in cash was also taken into evidence. 34-year-old Tommy Joe Lavelle, 28-year-old Samantha Joe Abraham, and 41-year-old Angela K. Shetterly, all of Red Oak, were arrested on charges of possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Lovell and Abraham were also charged with 2 counts of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and Schedule 4 controlled substance drugs, possession with the intent to deliver a Schedule 2 controlled substance, and drug tax stamp violations. Shetterly was charged as well with gathering where controlled substances are used. Abraham and Shetterly both also faced child endangerment charges. A fourth suspect, 18-year-old Devon Ray Briggs, was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver marijuana and possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. All four suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail with Lovell and Abraham's bonds set at $100,000 each. Shetterly was being held on $50,000 bond, while Briggs' bond was set at $5,000. An Elliott man was being held in Montgomery County Jail last night following his arrest for failure to appear in court on an original charge of OWI second offense. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said 32-year-old Joshua Dwayne Moan of Elliott was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. Moan was being held in the jail on $2,000 bond. A man was injured when he was struck by a train while watching another train pass by in Council Bluffs. The unidentified man was struck by the train Thursday afternoon. Police say he'd been standing near the westbound tracks in the area watching an eastbound train pass when he was struck by a westbound train. Bluffs Police Sergeant Jason Bailey said the man suffered an injury to his arm. It took the train several seconds to stop after it hit the man. It wasn't immediately known how fast that train was traveling. A bystander says he saw the man under the train after the accident. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said a Shelby County man was injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday morning about 4 miles south of Shelby. 63-year-old Larry Sheeler of Tennant was traveling south on 380th Street at around 11:30 a.m. when he apparently suffered from a medical condition and blacked out. Sheeler's 1995 Cadillac then hit a fence post before coming to rest in the east ditch near the intersection with Sycamore Road. The man was pinned in his vehicle and had to be extricated by Shelby Fire and Rescue. Sheeler was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said they were investigating a fish kill that affects up to 2 miles of a creek near Vail in western Iowa. The DNR said the fish kill was reported Tuesday by the Crawford County Engineer. They did a fish count on Wednesday, and mostly small fish like minnows and shiners were killed. The agency did not release the number of fish killed, but said it was, quote, many. Up to 2 miles of the Miller Creek were affected southeast of the Boyer River. The agency said the dead fish and a strong smell of manure indicate a recent manure application may be the cause of that fish kill. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is making an air quality watch list available to the public for the first time. The EPA watch list names alleged air pollution offenders who've been out of compliance with out-state or local resolution within the past 270 days. Jason Marcel with the DNR's Air Quality Bureau said the list is used for internal use only, and a few Iowa firms have shown up on that list in recent months. The EPA now publishes the watch list on its website. The September list included Griffin Pipe Products of Council Bluffs, Diamond V Mills in Cedar Rapids, and Grain Processing Corporation in Muscatine. Only Griffin Pipe remained on the list last month. Marcel said enforcement for Griffin Pipe has been turned over to the EPA because water quality violations are also involved. State ethics regulators have dismissed a complaint that claimed that a member of the Environmental Protection Commission shouldn't take part in regulating the livestock industry because of his close ties to such operations. The Ethics and Campaign Financial Disclosure Board voted unanimously Thursday to dismiss the complaint filed against Brent Rastetter. Rastetter drew criticism when he voted in June to scrap a proposed toughening of clean water regulations. Groups such as Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, which filed the complaint, argued that's a conflict because Rastetter owns a business that builds large livestock operations that are regulated under clean water laws. Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement is a frequent critic of the livestock industry. The panel voted 6-0 to dismiss the complaint. And the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation's annual survey finds the cost of basic items for a Thanksgiving dinner is up this year. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Iowa Farm Bureau Research Director Dave Miller says the average cost for a dinner to feed 10 people Thanksgiving Day is $49.20.
It's a $5.73 increase from last year, with $3.91 of that increase in the 16-pound turkey.
Miller says turkey demand worldwide has pushed the price of the big birds up. It was the biggest increase in the overall cost of the meal in the 26 years of the survey. The only item that dropped in price was a relish tray, which was down an average of 1 penny from last year. I'm Dar Danielson.
A turkey dinner, by the way, with all the extras, cost an average of $28.74 in the first Farm Bureau survey back in 1986. Taking a look at national news headlines, stocks are opening higher as new governments get ready to take over Italy and Greece, the countries at the center of Europe's debt crisis. Italy's Senate approved an economic reform bill today, opening the way for Premier Silvio Berlusconi to step down. And government borrowing costs in Italy dropped below 6% after topping 7% earlier in the week. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is currently up nearly 231 points. The S&P 500 is up a little more than 21. And the NASDAQ is up a little more than 39 points. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich says rival Herman Cain has handled the sexual harassment allegations against him well so far. But Gingrich is unsure what would happen if more accusations surface. He also told CBS's The Early Show that Texas Governor Rick Perry's embarrassing presidential debate performance on Wednesday, when he forgot one of the three cabinet agencies he would abolish, could have happened to anyone. News time is 9-11.
She's off to college. You helped her get everything she needed to succeed. Her books, new bedding, small appliances, and of course a TV. Then there's the smartphone and laptop. Now she's settled in and the only thing left to do is put out the fire on your credit card and get back to normal. But what if a storm goes through, knocks out all the power, and fries all those brand new electronics? Or the girls down the hall threw a party, inviting a lot of people she doesn't even know. Does she lock her dorm room? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies allow your students to be covered on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't. Some don't cover anything once she lives away from home. Do you know what your policy says? Maybe it's time to review your policy. If we find that she is not covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Al Wernemont, age 57, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Al Wernemont will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Liddell, age 94, of Harlan, died November 2nd. Funeral services for Dorothy Liddell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dr. John Hennessy, age 93, of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Dr. John Hennessy will be today at 2 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Frank Howey, age 82, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Frank Howey will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Elmer Stenstrom, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elmer Stenstrom will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Roger Wright, age 69, of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Wright will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Miller, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Jane Miller will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died October 17th. Celebration of Life services for Chiz Jones will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon High School Auditorium. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 87-year-old Dean Smith, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday. Services for Dean Smith will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And John Benick, age 95, formerly of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for John Benick will be held next Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Our news brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.